Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Huda Was Here, written by H. Hayek and read by Jean Bashura. I told her this would happen. I told her we'd get caught and arrested, but she didn't listen. Now we're stuck here, at the police station. The officer at the door blocks the exit with his Hulk-like body. I see his bulgy eyelids flutter and then his head flop. It looks like he's about to fall asleep. I turn to Huda and open my mouth to speak, but she puts her finger to her lips to shush me. Then she points at a security camera on the ceiling. It has a little blue light that blinks at me, and I think I see the camera move. I imagine detectives sitting in the other room in front of a big screen, zooming in on our dirty, tired faces. I wonder if they're eating donuts with pink icing, like in the movies. Huda yawns loudly and stretches out her arms, almost like she's bored in science class and waiting for the bell to go for lunch. Except, we're not at school. We're in police custody. Because of her stupid idea. "Relax, brother, it's going to be fine," she whispers as she leans over and scrunches herself into a ball like a baby armadillo. My little sister's black puffer jacket makes her look like she's made of marshmallow. I'm not sure if Huda is going to sleep or wants to block out everything that's happening. But I know we have to get out of here. Before it gets any worse and before our parents find out we're missing. It's so cold we might as well be sitting in the cool room of Uncle Ahmed's shop. I glance towards the officer again, and this time his eyes are fully closed. His body fills the entire frame of the door, and I know there's no escape. I rest my arms on the long table in front of us and take a moment to soak in the details of the room. This isn't what I pictured a police station looking like. I imagined we'd be thrown into a little cell with a metal toilet and only a few pieces of one-ply toilet paper. Not like the soft stuff we have at home. I also imagined prison to have a tiny window above my bed that I'd be too short to see out of. There'd be a little raggedy pigeon that would visit me every morning, and I'd reach up and feed him leftover breadcrumbs. Instead, this room has a glass teddy bear jar on the table filled with Tim Tams. Over to our left is a sink with coffee cups hanging from little gold hooks. Beside that is a plate with a half-eaten sponge cake on it with the three half-words. Hap, Bert, Fran. I glance over at Huda and notice she's staring at the cake too. She licks her lips and points to her mouth. I shake my head. Then she squeezes her eyes shut and presses two fingers together up near her face. In a way to say, "Just a little bit?" I ignore her and glance over again to the police officer. But this time his eyes are wide open.